Lord's Day number 13, question number 33. Why is he called God's only begotten Son, since we also are the children of God? Because Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God. But we are children of God by adoption through grace for his sake. Why do you call him our Lord? Because not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood, he has redeemed and purchased us, body and soul, from sin and from all the power of the devil to be his own. Amen. Some versions of the Apostles' Creed have changed that statement from the only begotten Son to God's only Son. What do you think about that? Is Jesus God's only Son? Yes and no. Notice the first question. Why is he called only begotten Son? Because Christ alone is the eternal natural Son of God. So yes, Jesus is the only Son. But we are children of God as well. But naturally? No. By adoption? Yes. So are you a child of God? If you believe in Jesus Christ, has he claimed you as his son or daughter? Yes. And so we can say Daddy, or we can say Abba Father, or we can say Our Father who art in heaven. Why? Because he has identified himself with us by adoption. But we are not the same in that sense as Christ. Christ is the only true, natural, as it says, eternal Son of God. Notice also here, isn't this a great statement? We are adopted through grace. What does that mean? That God adopts us freely, not because of anything we have done, but because he chose to adopt us. Because he chose to love us by grace. But notice also it says, for his sake. The reason that God adopts us is for him. For his sake. Isn't that an interesting thought? That God loves us and says, I want you to be my child. And I love you so much that I'm sending my son, my only begotten son, into the world to suffer and die so that you will become my child. You will be my daughter. You will be my son. With all the rights and privileges of adoption. For the sake of Christ, or for the sake of God. So the gospel is primarily focused on God, right? Sometimes the gospel is preached and the focus is on what I get out of what God has to offer. And there is a truth there. There are many benefits to salvation. But the primary focus of salvation is not you. It's God. It's a God-centered, Christ-centered gospel. The second statement is, we confess that Jesus is our Lord. Why? He asks the question, why do you call him our Lord? And the answer is, because he bought me. So what does that mean? Are you your own?
No.
Thank you. You were bought with a price, Paul says, right? So what are you supposed to do? Glorify God in your body and in your soul, which is God's. Right? And so when we say our Lord, one of the things we're saying is, you're the boss and I'm not. You own me because you purchased me and I'm free in you. I've been freed from the bondage of to Satan and the world and the flesh, and I am now free to walk in Jesus, my Lord. And at the same point in time, that also means that he's the boss and I'm not when it comes to doing things, right? So what should I be doing if I am now his servant, if you will, or son or daughter? Listen to what he has to say. obey him, yes. He's the boss and I'm not, right? He's the Lord and I'm not. He's the center and I'm not. And so when you recite the Apostles' Creed, do you realize that you're saying that? What does Paul say in Romans chapter 10? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved in all the fullness of that salvation. Amen? Amen.